On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day. Friday, the 16th of August, lots of birthdays to get through. Julie Newmar, American actress who played the original Catwoman in the 60s, is 86 years old today.
Wow, my, is that so?
Dr. Graham Clark, Australian ear and throat surgeon, is 84. Bruce Beresford, the Australian film director, made loads of movies, including Driving Miss Daisy, Mao's Last Dancer and Paradise Road, is 79. James J.T. Taylor, the American singer, lead vocalist with Cool and the Gang, is 66. James Cameron, Canadian director, has done loads of movies, including Avatar, Titanic, Terminator. He's 65 today. Tim Farris, lead guitarist and keyboard player with INXS, is 62. Angela Bassett, the US actress, is 61. Madonna, the US singer and actress, is also turning 61 today. Steve Carell, US actor and comedian, is 57. Of course, he's played so many memorable, hilarious characters, like this one from Anchorman.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
He's a classic.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Brick Tamlin.
I love lamp.
Emily Irwin, the vocalist with Texas country music trio The Dixie Chicks, is 47. Leah Haywood, the New Zealand-born singer, is 43. And Vanessa Carlton, the US singer, had a big hit in 2002 with 1,000 Miles. She turns 39 today.
Wow, big day of birthdays and a big day of events as well, with a roller coaster being patented by Edwin Prescott on this day in 1898.
So much fun. Women's Day was first published in Australia in 1948. And then in 1951, the Australian Financial Review began publication. And 3 years later, 1954, Sports Illustrated magazine was first published.
Ringo Starr replaced Pete Best as the Beatles drummer on this day in 1962. Speaking of drummers, Peter Gabriel quit Genesis and drummer Phil Collins became their new lead vocalist on this day in 1975. And still with music, Mental as Anything played their first concert at Sydney's Cell Block Theatre on this day in 1977.
It was today in 1977, the same year we lost Elvis Presley, dying at the age of 42 of a heart ailment at his Graceland mansion. Plus, Aretha Franklin also passed away in 2018 at the age of 76.
And Usain Bolt from Jamaica broke the 100 meters world record with a time of 9.58 seconds in the final of the World Athletics Championships on this day in 2009.
That is insane.
It's not insane, it's Usain.
Oh, ba-dum-bum-tsh. And that's on this day for Friday, the 16th of August.